Welcome to the 18th Vanachra Amcha recording, to the week of Parshas Boy. A very chashuv young man said over that he saw a story that there was a get-together in Asifa to give chizik for people not to have smartphones. A very dangerous kli, Rachman al-Aslana, could lead to major yuridis beruchniyish, ein latayar, ein lashayar. And there's a great Asifa. The biggest shmir is not even to have the phone bichlal. And there was a certain Bas Yisrael who heard about this Asifa. She herself wasn't actually present there, but she heard about the Asifa. And she chapped the Merdek Chizik. She was very inspired. And she heard how this itself could bring about Merdek Yeshuas in a person's life. And she decided it's the correct thing for her to do, not to have this Kli anymore. And she decided to get rid of it. That's it. When her mother found out about it, her mother was taken aback, and she said, right now you're inspired, that's Givaldik, but what's going to happen? Soon, you're going to have Charata, you're going to regret it, and you're going to come to me, and you're going to ask me to help you get a new one. So, is this the thing, you sure you want to do it? And her mother was trying to convince her not to do it. But this Bas Yisrael made up her mind, she was very firm, that's it, she's getting rid of it, and that's that. And she destroyed the Kli. Later on that evening, they got a call. A brother of this Bas Yisrael was on the line, and Mamish was so frantic. What happened? Earlier that evening, he was walking together with one of his friends in Eretz Yisrael, and Rachman al-Tzlan, an Arab out of nowhere, came and started stabbing his friend. And afterward, the Arab looked him in the face, was about to stab him, but for some odd reason, the Arab just ran away and did not stab him. And now, the brother was on the phone speaking to the parents, saying over to Maisa, his life, Mamish, could have been taken, and his mom is so frantic. It was pachet b'chodim. So b'kitzer, the mishpacha made a cheshbon. The exact moment of the attack was that exact moment when the sister decided firmly, that's it, she's destroying the kli, and she destroyed it. A yeshua gedoyla, shein l'tayar, v'ein l'shayar. What it means for somebody to be azam, the serious nefesh, to get rid of the kli. We see how great the impact was in Shemayim, that the brother had a Yeshua and was kept alive for some odd reason. The Arab could have easily have stabbed him also. He looked him in the face, but the Arab did not stab the brother. The younger man who sat over to Maisa said, he was thinking to himself, Baruch Hashem, he never had a smartphone, he never is going to have one, he's so far from it, Baruch Hashem. So what great act of Mesiras Nefesh could he do? He also wants to be Zoyche for tremendous Yeshuas, L'malam B'derech HaTeva. But what great act of Mesiras Nefesh could he do? And the question was on his mind until it hit him. He woke up one morning with the question in his mind, and it was grabbed very hard for him to get out of bed that morning. But then he chapped, I think I have the answer now. I could push myself to start my day on fire, to say a shtarka moidani, and then to be miskaber like an ari, to get out of my bed, to start my avoidus akoidesh, to shtay, weiter in the heilige Torah like a lion, on fire. This is Merdek and Mesiras Nefesh. It's a lot easier for me just to go back to sleep, to press the snooze button. Befrat if it's a cold winter day, and I'm not doing that. This is a tremendous display of Merdek and Mesiras Nefesh, which I'm able to do, and on a daily basis. And with that, he chapped so much hanah, because he was mamish looking for something he can do. He doesn't have a smartphone, so he can't destroy one. But what's something he can do be mesiras nefesh? This is something he can do on a daily day, to be miskaber like an ari, to start his avoidas hakodesh. What a merdeka maisav anachnu amcha. Klai Yisrael steiging and steiging. A yid hears a maisav. He thinks to himself, how can I apply this maisa to my life? What can I do to become a greater person after hearing such a maisa? V'anachnu amcha. We're going to see over now noch a maisa, a very chashuv man. He left me a message that he had somewhere he needed to go with his mishpacha. And it took about an hour and a half to get there. It's a long trip. And he realized that in order to be on time, he's going to have to leave approximately 8 in the morning. And he was all set to leave. And l'maisa, it was Rosh Chodesh, and his Rebbe and his wife didn't get daven. So his wife said, it's okay, I'll daven in the car. But this Choshev young man, he made a cheshbon and he said, no, it's the right thing for me to tell my Rebbe, you daven at home, daven properly, and then we'll go. Why should you have to daven in the car? It's a lot easier to have kavana when you're davening at home. This is what he told his wife. You should just daven at home, and afterwards we'll go. Why should you have to we've been davening in the car. It's a lot harder to do that. And he felt this is the right decision. A Mordek Chizik, number one, displaying to his whole family how tefillah is a number one priority. And therefore, even though there's other things on the to-do list, it can wait. And number two, he's displaying how much he values his wife's tefillah. And to the wife's tefillah also, this is something which we can rearrange the schedule in order to enable his wife to daven, a nice shtark of davening in the house. What a mordek and mordek and chizik, vanach of amcha, kleisel, steiging to daven. Let's keep all the chizik in mind as we steig. Weiter, weiter, b'chizik. Hatoira.